Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. This week, I'm going to continue my discussion on portfolio construction, or more importantly, how to construct a profitable portfolio. Now, obviously, if you want to improve the returns you get in your portfolio, it makes sense to simply get rid of the stocks that are going sideways or down. After all, we only want to hold stocks that are rising in price. Now, over the last few years, I've been working with quite a few traders and investors in the share market, and I've seen portfolios constructed with up to 30 stocks or more. And in every case, I found a third of the stocks rising, a third of the stocks going sideways, and the last third going down, with the portfolio itself achieving at best an average return. But the bottom line is that if all the client had done was remove the shares that were falling in price, their returns would have been much better. Obviously, this is because the shares falling in value are eroding the gains of the shares rising in price. This brings me to the second critical area in constructing a portfolio, which is money management. Now, regardless of whether you consider yourself a trader or investor, money management is critical to your success in achieving good returns on your portfolio. In fact, the two elements of risk and money management work hand in hand. Now, we know if we put half of our money into one share and the remainder into another seven, then our specific risk will be very high. Therefore, to reduce our risk, we need to ensure that the amount we invest in each share is no more than 20%. If you're an investor holding between 8 and 12 stocks, you would invest between 8 and 12% of your total portfolio value in each stock. For example, if you invest 8% in each share, you will have approximately 12 shares in your portfolio. While if you invest 12% in each share, this allows you to hold 8 shares in your portfolio. As a trader, the amount you invest in each share may be greater, although you should never invest more than 20% of your total capital in any one share. Now that you have a basic framework for how to construct a portfolio, let's investigate how to select the stocks you should place in your portfolio that will give you a higher chance of being consistently profitable. The list of shares you select for your portfolio will depend on the time you have available, your resources, and the goal of your portfolio. That said, for the vast majority of Australians, I recommend not straying too far outside the top 150 stocks on the Australian market for the following reasons. Firstly, the stocks are highly liquid. They are all profitable businesses with some of the best managers in Australia. The stocks are purchased heavily by the institutions. They generally pay good dividend yields. Reliable information about these stocks is much easier to obtain. The chances of any one of these companies going broke is very small. And over a 10-year period, these stocks will produce very good returns. Now, unfortunately, many newcomers to the share market mistakenly believe that investing in blue chip stocks is too expensive and that buying cheap stocks is the best method for achieving higher returns. But this belief not only costs you money, it hinders your ability to generate profits because you're investing your faith in speculative stocks. In other words, you are speculating that a cheap stock will outperform a solid blue chip stock, whereas in reality, the opposite is true. The fact is, you want to buy quality stocks, not quantity, because this is where you will get the greatest gains at the lowest risk. Furthermore, it has been proven that concentrated portfolios perform far better and provide lower levels of risk. Therefore, when constructing your portfolio, you should look to hold between 5 and 12 shares and only invest in the top shares on the Australian market. If you take this low-risk, methodical approach to investing over the long term, then 9 times out of 10, you will achieve far higher returns than if you try and beat the market averages by picking the next boom stock. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.